Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Did you come straight from the gym?
I did.
Same.
Yeah.
God, we're on like, and we, again, I'm going to say it, and this is almost our new catchphrase, we should have driven here together.
Yeah, I drove past your house, because I think I figured the fastest way to get here from Britomart, which is a complicated place to get anywhere from.
But it is. Especially now that, you know, all the construction's going
on
in town.
Oh, the construction. Oh, God, it's so interesting. I did toot at someone on the way here, and then probably realized that they, I thought they were driving really slow, but they were actually driving the speed limit, because it is now 30Ks. In town.
Oh, we do need a normalized toot culture, but you tooted it in the wrong instance there, I think.
I did toot in the right instance recently. I haven't told anyone about this.
Go on.
Okay, so you know, near where we are right now, you come
You were brave enough to toot?
To toot, because I was getting tooted at.
Oh, it was you tooted back a tooter.
In response to a toot. You know when you come off the St. Luke's motorway, and you've got, and it's like, you turn right for Motat, you turn left for Point Chef.
And I'm always turning right for Motat.
Exactly, same. And what people don't realize is that there's two lanes going to Motat. So you've got to be in the right lane.
Yes.
And that means you have access to both those two lanes. But some people think they're going to be in the left lane. And then they can go for that middle lane. And someone...
cut you off. Sort of.
Well, he was in a big truck. And then he thought that I was cutting him off, even though I was actually in the right lane. And then he was really going for me. And then he was like driving up my ass. And then, and he was...
I can imagine you being... Were you alone?
Yeah.
Being so mad.
I was so mad. I wanted to get out of the car and be like, I was actually in the right lane.
I can imagine it was how you felt.
It was a company called something like maybe Camel Transport. And then I...
Drag them.
And then what I did was I went on their website.
Yes.
And then I found the form. An inquiries form. And I said, hey, just want to let you know, one of your drivers does not know which lane to use.
Did you make a complaint?
Yeah, I did.
Yes, Karen, go off.
And they have not responded. And,
beautiful.
Yeah.
I do... I do love to complain about things sometimes when I truly feel like a sense of injustice.
When it's like, I mean, this was a very masculine, it felt like a masculine thing to do, to toot me out from your big
I like
truck.
To complain when I go into a shop and they require me to wear a mask, and I just love to, I like to ask for the manager, I like to ask for the manager of the place, and I let them know my rights.
Yeah, good.
I will not be controlled by this nanny state.
Question, and feel free to lie, have you stocked up on masks in case of a second wave?
Yeah, well, it was advised.
That's awesome.
So I don't feel like it was panic buying.
Yeah.
But it was like, I guess it's like, it's a good to have, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So.
None at my house yet, but I'm going to pick some up from my boyfriend who's got a pack of 50 when I go down to Wellington in 2 days.
Hot. You're going to rip into some of those.
Rip into some of those, put them on.
I guess they're just good to have around. I've definitely seen a few odd, like, it's weird when you see a mask in New Zealand at the moment, because we're not like really wearing them because we've got no community transmission. And so when you see the odd mask, you're like, why are you wearing a mask?
What's going on?
What's going on? Do you know something I don't know?
I know.
Are you sick or something? I think it's hard because it's not hard. I think it's scary because we've had it so good. We've been spoiled rotten in terms of a month.
Yeah.
No, 6 weeks, we're out, we move on.
And it feels like we got to enjoy that for a while. And now it's like, I'm not enjoying it anymore because I feel like it's not true. I feel like we're living a fake world and it's all going to come crashing down.
Oh, cue the theme song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Welcome along to this week's episode of The Male Gates.
To this today, fortnight's episode.
to this month's
three-weekly episode.
I think we've been regular.
I think we've been doing every 2 weeks.
Are we?
Someone sent me a message saying,
get your shit together, you motherfuckers.
Saying, when will there be more episodes of The Gay Boys?
Oh my God. I mean, we should definitely
that's a
change.
Good name.
The
Gay
Boys. Welcome to
the
Gay Boys. I wish we were young enough to call ourselves boys. I'm turning 30 in a month.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Are you doing a big party?
Not now, I don't think. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Gonna wait until the second wave.
Like, I tried. Oh, but we're locked down.
Yeah, wait until there's a limit on gatherings.
Yeah, it's like, 10? Perfect. I was like, it's hard because I feel like with organizing a party, it's easy to go small and be like, because the venue only holds 6. Or
what venue is that?
I don't know.
Meeting room at McDonald's.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Lit. Or just me behind the counter pouring people sundaes for my 30th. Or going like everyone.
Everyone.
But
can
it's
come.
Hard to go like 20.
Yeah.
Because you're like no partners or something. It gets muddy.
Oh, to say no partners.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's like if you say no partners, grow up.
Yeah.
Unless
I think so
too. It's an expensive dinner.
Of course.
I went to a 30th, it was an expensive dinner, and it was no partners.
And obviously weddings are hard. Obviously weddings are hard.
Obviously weddings are hard.
And
we don't, like, endorse marriage. No, we do.
We're good to declare love, and we both have changed.
It was very funny. I was just down south with my mum, and she was like, what's your stance on marriage? And I was like, we're sort of like, oh, you know, we're like, kind of like, it's fun to be like, never. And then, like, more and more that we stay together, we're like, oh, it'd be kind of cute to, like, have some sort of, like, ceremony that, like, but I don't know if that's like a traditional marriage or a wedding in a church. And then mum's like, well, I've seen the most amazing venue in Akaroa. I just think it'd be perfect for your wedding. And completely ignored, like, and she's already planned it. And for some reason, it's in Akaroa, like down south.
Oh, well, of course it should be.
No way.
Of course it should be.
No way.
That place is so important to your parents.
Yeah. I know. That's exactly it. And I was like, Michael has no connection to the south. He's from Whangarei. Like,
yeah, even for you. I mean, you didn't
I'm
go there that
boy.
Much as a kid either, right? Or did you?
Do what? Grow up there.
It's become an important place for your family as an adult.
Oh,
right?
Akaroa. Yeah, no. Like they only moved there after the earthquakes.
Yeah, I'm gonna have mine in Hamner Springs.
Good. Are you? I would literally love that.
It'd be nice, eh?
Hey? Can come to hot pools.
The receptions at the pools.
Receptions at the pools. And we're like, can we go on the slides? Can we go on the slides? Like, after the speeches.
No, that's how the couple enters.
Down
the big funnel.
you go into the funnel.
Yeah.
Single. Boyfriends. Single. Single and ready to mingle. And you come out of the funnel.
Married. And ready to scurried.
Married and scared. It's all happening, isn't it? It's all go. Like, it's just like, I wonder what we were talking about when we started this podcast. Flashback. Tim, insert the 3 seconds of the dumbest shit ever.
Did you ever do NOS, Eli?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not when it was cool. Like, when I was like 23. You know, like,
it was so cool while I was at high school.
High school was huge, and I was like, I don't do that. I don't know. I reckon we were pretty fun back then.
And this is our last ever episode.
Yeah, this is the season finale.
No, we're going to continue this till we're 40. No.
Imagine. Definitely can't be called the Gay Boys then.
We will finish this podcast this decade.
We should retitle it The Gay Boys in 2030. 2029. That's the end of the decade, eh? We're at the first year of a new decade?
Yes. The noughties were the beginning of the... You wouldn't count the noughties as...
The noughties.
Because it's the end of the
90s.
What are the... Oh my God, the noughties. And then
did I just come up with that? That's good.
Well, listen. I would say you came up with it, but I would also say someone else has.
I don't reckon.
Google it. Tweet.
I don't reckon. I'll Google this.
Poll. Write in the comments below. Did Eli invent the noughties?
The noughties. I think that's fucking clever, man.
Unfortunately,
I'm so proud of myself for saying that and being the first person to say it. Noughties. How good is this bit?
It's really good. I love that you want to check. I can already see that it's going to be a tweet soon. I'm just seeing the cogs tick.
There's a Facebook group called the Noughties. 36 likes.
Mate.
There's a VR theme park called Noughties.
I'm going to call it here. You invented it.
Thank you so much. much.
Because, yeah, people don't really know
much.
The noughties. I like that.
Yeah, people call it the 2010s, right? Or the 2010s. And those people need to get with it because we've
changed it.
We're in an announcement.
Announcement.
It's now called the noughties.
In your gay opinion, it's the noughties.
Yeah, that is my strong
opinion. What's going on? What's going on in your life at the moment?
I'm working in the news.
Oh, do you love the news?
It's pretty good. I don't know. I'm like 15 meters away from like Wendy Petrie all day.
Oh yeah,
she's sitting just down from me and Simon. Her and Simon sitting opposite each other. You know, stuff's happening.
It's good to be in the building.
I think it'll be exciting to be there if there's like a breaking news story.
In which it's election season, so
there will be
very well
be.
I didn't quite get the Merv scoop.
So Merv, there's some old guy whose name is maybe Roger, and he called into a talkback radio show, called himself Merv, to discredit one of the two women that were running for the Auckland Central National seat. Which is already, that whole
Why
thing's been left up.
The other national...
Because he liked the girl who got it in the end. Emma something.
The girl. She's 10.
She looks like a youngie.
She's we actually got a letter from Nikki K, and I opened it, did not read it, put straight in the bin. It's just nothing against it, but I was like,
what's she doing sending that? Oh, just like a thank you.
I guess it's like, it was like a 3-page letter.
I'm off.
I'm off on a vacay, but I've got a good friend who's, if you need to contact me, just MP, this MP here.
It's all finished. Her, Paula, they're all done.
They're out, right?
They're out. Paula Bennett's hosting morning radio this week.
What do you think she's going to do?
I wouldn't be surprised if she became a broadcaster. I don't know. She's kind of got the personality for it.
She does have the personality
she's
for
peppy,
it.
She's peppy. She's easy to...
Paula Bennett breakfast.
Yeah.
She could become like the kind of the female answer to Paul Henry.
Oh, she could. Honestly, touch so much wood.
We'll touch all the wood.
So much wood. But at least... I don't agree with Paula Bennett's opinions, but at least it's kind of like I kind of know what she stands for rather than say... Heather Duplessy Allen, who I think is
dangerous,
gunning for the same territory as a broadcaster, and now we have decided that Paula Bennett is gunning for that job.
But in my gay opinion, Paula Bennett is going to become a breakfast morning presenter.
Heather doesn't say. I don't know what Heather's values are. I think she's a shock jock.
She's a shock jock. Guys, what a crazy term. Shock jock.
It's so funny. Remember when the third judge on Australian Idol and New Zealand Idol was always a shock jock? Stables was one of them. And Dickie on Australian Idol.
Is that like the Simon Cowell seat?
Yeah. So it was like Ian Stables.
Yeah.
You didn't keep up. Like,
I kind of would know what they looked like.
Yeah, of course.
Isn't it crazy that like it's over for Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah, it's... My mum is... gutted.
Really?
My mum is gutted. Ellen is a hero.
Ellen is so many people's hero.
Yeah.
But it's over.
It's all over.
It seems like it's amazing what has happened in this pandemic.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's really...
Like Bon Appetit crumbled.
Crumbled.
Just crumbled.
How did you take that as a huge stan? For Bon Appetit.
I was like, it was my go-to content.
Yeah.
And what I've learned from it is that you can replace your content. It's fine. Like, you'll always find something to fill the gap.
Yeah.
But in the initial moments, I was like a little like sad, I guess, because you've like to learn something that you've enjoyed, that you've watched, that the people that you've loved on that have been like unfairly treated. You feel like a little sick and a little responsible for adding to the kind of success of that channel and like the and more pressure to them.
Because
it's not my fault.
No, not at all. But sometimes the love that people have for something adds to the toxic environment or like
all these, you know, people or like clearly they've gone through all these negotiations and then it still hasn't worked out and it's now still over for them. It's like, and for it to be specifically the black and indigenous and people of colour who, the chefs and personalities on that show who have been the most sort of burnt by it is truly like evil.
Horrible.
And it's like, oh no. But then I'm like, I'll just have to find... The good thing about the internet is, like, it is the great equalizer in the sense that you can just find more content.
Yeah, definitely.
And then be like, and replace what was wrong with that content, you know, and make an effort to look for better content.
Content. And what have you, have you replaced it with a similar, like a cooking show? Have you found new cooking videos?
I just haven't been watching it. And I've probably cooked less because of it.
Yeah, sick.
But yeah, it was just like, fuck, crazy. Like Ellen, Bon Appetit, all through like the pressure of like having to work from home and isolating and kind of thinking on this and the pressures that like, you know, that lack of income and like, I guess when we're in that daily jive of like work, commute to work.
I'll just deal with it because we're moving.
Yeah. And then to be like, actually, this is so fucked. It's like, yeah, wow, so crazy.
It is amazing how many kind of big important conversations have come out of
this time. This year is like, I don't know. There's like, I've definitely joked about how terrible this year has been. But like, in some ways, it's been like, you know, a real clarifier. Like, it's been a really like transparent year. You've been able to see right through it. And like, it's exposed so much, which I think hopefully creates better foundations.
How are you feeling now that it's wrapping up?
The year? August. It finishes in October, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to put my Invisalign in when you talk about this.
Right into the mic, please. Uh-huh. It was better coming out, I think.
Oh, sorry, I took it out off mic. For those who are fans, for those who are tuning in for the Invisalign content.
It's just so wild, but I just feel like, I don't know, like, hopefully we just keep, you will keep moving forward with the same amount of clarity as well.
Yeah.
But maybe as well. No, it is people of all ages who are experiencing this. I was like, maybe it's also like a part of getting older as well. It's like you become more sensitive to the injustices in the world and you're like, maybe you should, like, or you kind of hear them all. But that, I don't think that works out because how many old people who are so stubborn do you know? And I'm like, literally a million.
All of them.
Yeah. I know literally a million old stubborn people.
That's amazing to keep track of that many people.
Yeah, they're incredible. How are you feeling about the year wrapping up?
I don't know.
Wrapping up in August. I did have that thought today. I was like, it's August.
It's winding down. Well, it's kind of like, I don't know, winter's kind of finishing. I mean, it's still got...
Did you say finishing?
Finishing.
Oh, finishing.
Well, I didn't realize that it doesn't... Apparently, winter officially ends in New Zealand on the 23rd of September, which is later than I thought. I thought basically end of August was end of winter, but it's actually that long, which makes sense because September's often very rainy.
It won't be this... Yeah, we've got bloody drought.
Yeah. We had some rain today. Oh, my God.
Oh, I know, but we're heading in for a very dry spring.
Oh, well, that's the last thing we need.
I know, we need more water, I tell you what.
I feel lost, confused, and weird.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my
Something
God.
Something part of the year so that could displace me, and I'm like, what am I doing? And, yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I think I need to, like, I don't know, do something to kick my own ass.
Have you, one, contacted a therapist?
No. That's probably a really good idea.
It's an amazing place to start.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, like, you have to be able to afford a therapist, but if you can, I recommend it.
Yeah.
I loved it. I've stopped seeing one.
Well, you...
Because we kind of ran out of things.
Yeah.
To say.
Do you think you'll get a new one? Or...
Probably go back.
To the same guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a guy, eh?
Yeah, dude. Yes. And Guy.
Guy?
Yeah.
And did you do that on purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hairdresser's Guy. Therapist Guy.
Because why...
Boyfriend.
Why ever interact with a non-queer person? Well, that's actually so important for you to choose a gay boyfriend.
I was just like, let's cut to the chase. But yeah, I feel like it's an experience that he has that I could relate to.
Mm.
I don't know. That, like, even though you can have a very compassionate, empathetic, straight therapist. But then I didn't want a young gay therapist. Which is interesting, because that's what your boyfriend's doing, becoming. Oh, no, he's becoming a...
He's becoming a psychologist.
Psychologist, different.
He's
My guy's legit.
Yes, he is legit. But you can call yourself a therapist with lots of different qualifications.
Yes. This guy has the qualifications, but he does not have the PhD. But, I think I would feel... Not that I would... I don't think I'm in a state where I would require your boyfriend's services. However, if I was in the situation that I did, I'd be like, oh my God, and look how young and successful and gorgeous you are. You know, like I would feel like it's odd. It's like being operated on by a surgeon who's younger than you.
I think ever having a hot doctor is full on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to have a doctor that's like, I had those.
When you get to an age where you need the most surgeries, though, you're probably going to be only operated on by surgeons who are younger
than you.
Yeah. Life is crazy.
Life is loop-de-loop.
I had a kind of effect in the game.
Perfect, because I was like, reaching, don't have anything.
Not really. This is, and we might have even talked about this before. Can you whistle? Yeah.
Can you?
No. And
can you try?
Yeah, no.
Poor.
And I've really spent a lot of time. My mum used to whistle to all of my three older sisters, and then when they were infants, and they all learned to whistle real quick, and then she's just stopped doing it with me and my little sister.
But
neither of us can whistle.
Therapy.
Anyway, because so John Waters has been doing some interview. I think he's got a book coming out, and then in the interview for the book, he talked about how he'd been studying like something to do with Oscar Wilde, and apparently the kind of story was back then that gay men couldn't whistle, and that was like a known stereotype. And also in an Ian Fleming James Bond book, I think it's The Man with the Golden Gun, that is a plot point. He works out that one of the villains is gay because he can't whistle.
Wow, that's a great fact of the game. The only thing that I think would counter that, I mean, obviously not true, but also like it's like a, what do you call that? Like an urban legend.
Yeah.
But like, isn't like the origins of cruising like a whistle in a park? I mean, obviously there's a lot of like, you go to certain places that you know people are whistling, but I always, I always knew that it was like, you do like a,
oh, really?
Or potentially.
A whistle.
I could be so wrong.
There's like the Polari, right? You do those kind of like kooky phrases and stuff.
Those campy little gorgeous phrases.
I'd be interested to know the stats.
Of gays who can't whistle.
Of gays who can't whistle, because
my boyfriend can't blow out like a cake, say.
My boyfriend can't blow.
I knew where you were going to take that. It was why I added a cake.
It was just why I paused for so long to let you take it there.
But it's like, we can blow it out, but it's like he's got an interesting like, what I would say, embouchure, which is like mouth position for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I know French.
And, but he can whistle?
I wouldn't, I've never heard him.
Yeah.
I've, you know, we've been together. You never truly know someone.
No, I'm pretty, I know my boyfriend can whistle.
Because he's
straight. He's actually straight. And so are you. And wow. What a heartbreaking way to find out. Isn't that weird that it's a plot point in a James Bond novel and that idea was so present for that to be in Ian Fleming's mind and him to write it in a book. But I don't think it's in the movie.
Why
are
you so
Golden Gun?
Why are you so obsessed with us?
Yeah, exactly, Ian Fleming.
I don't really have a queen of the week. Well, I haven't really thought about it.
I've been listening to Perfume Genius's album.
Yeah.
Has he ever been the queen of the week?
No, absolutely. I love Perfume Genius. And
it's
I also
good.
Love Troye Sivan's new song as well, Easy.
Oh, yeah.
It came out, and there's a bit where he goes, woo! And I love that bit.
He's got another new one called Rage a Teenager that came out on Friday.
Oh!
So he's all... He's
new
all,
album dropping, it feels like.
How do you feel about quarantine music? Do you like the Taylor Swift album?
We talked about this last episode.
Okay, well, I need to shut up.
But I went for a walk and listened to the whole album.
Yeah, nice.
And then we talked about Betty.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
It's all coming back to you.
I'm so sorry, everyone at home, for bringing that up again. I didn't mean to. This is my new
it's hideous
benchmark
character.
Segment of the show.
I'm so sorry for bringing
this. Sorry.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We just ran out of things to say.
I don't know. I'm going to head to Wellington this weekend and I'm going to go
off with your boyfriend.
Have sex with my boyfriend. Yes.
I love that photo that you posted the other day of you guys lying on the bed together. And I was like, is this post? I was going to message you being like, is this post sex? But then I decided that your like socks were still on.
Yeah, no, I think it was like we just had a shower and we were getting ready for the day, but then we kind of plopped on bed for a little bit more. But we didn't. No, it wasn't post-sex. I don't think I could. I reckon it would be so... Oh, I think I feel like my face gets flushed in a way where it's like...
I'm very aware of how my face looks after I have sex and I like go... And then maybe there's like flatmates around and then I'm like leave my room kind of a bit like... Oh, I'm so... You know, and like I try and act like I'm doing... This is what I was thinking about the other day, because I was talking to my friend. He is a sperm donor for a friend's kid.
Private sperm donor, right? Because we don't have... There's like public sperm donations.
Yes, no, private.
And private.
He lent some just to a mate.
Yeah.
And I was like, talking about the sperm donation center. And I was like, it's so weird to be like in a building where a whole bunch of people are kind of fapping off all together. And he was like, it was like one guy did enter exit kind of be like, whew, like a bit kind of
oh my god, sort of like, not going there.
A great joke.
Thank you.
Oh, we still got it. Really funny stuff.
Amazing. And it only took 23 minutes to get
are we only 23 minutes in. Amazing. Yeah, how amazing though. Like, how odd. I don't know if it would work for me.
They give you a selection of things you can watch as well, right?
I guess so.
But surely you can just be aware. Just use your phone. Just as long as they've got some strong Wi-Fi.
Strong. Yeah, you'd need some. Do you think you could do it?
Donate sperm or wank in a office?
Okay, two-part question.
I think I could donate sperm, yes. And they are really short. The problem is it's like a real process and I get really scared. I don't like having my blood tested. And I know that is so fucking lame, but I just get faint and I hate needles.
There's no needles in sperm donation.
No, but you...
You have to get your blood... Oh, exactly.
If you're donating to to the public system...
Right.
Two things... Well, this is... What's different in New Zealand compared to a lot of other countries is that you cannot legally be paid for it.
Okay, like literally the fact of the gay?
Yeah,
carry on.
You can't legally be paid for donating sperm.
Yes, and or like surrogacy.
Yeah, yeah. So... Whereas, you know, it's obviously a huge plot point in the movie Road Trip where they all run out of like petrol money and then they all go wank at the sperm bank to
can you get paid for it?
Cash.
Yeah. In America.
Yeah. They all do it to get cash so they can buy petrol, I think, in Road Trip.
Like, and that's like the epitome of like how laws are is Road Trip. I always refer back to that movie.
Breck and Meyer, Queen of the Week. God, I find him hot.
I don't know who that is.
Wow, he's in Road Trip, he's in Go, he's in American Pie, he's in Clueless.
Who's he in Clueless?
The, like, stoner guy.
So hot.
Yeah, really hot. And then...
You got a vibe like him.
Yeah, thanks. That means a lot. And then he played John in the Garfield movie as well.
Like, we need to stop talking about him. So back to the facts.
Back to the sperm donation. Yeah. Oh, yes. And what else was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I looked into it because they are, like, critically short of sperm donors. So that is something
We don't have water and we don't have sperm.
We're on a sperm drought. It was something like... 7 sperm donors in Auckland. Like, it's like,
what?
The list is crazy short. And that's because a lot of people do it privately. But yeah, it's really, really small. So they're always desperate for more people. And when I looked into it, I was like, oh, maybe I could do it. But I just hate having my blood tested. And you have to do all that shit to do it. I wish we had Theranos.
What's Theranos?
You know, like Elizabeth Holmes. She's the con artist who said that she could do 300 blood tests off a single drop of blood, and ultimately it was a huge lie, but the business still existed for like 8 years. And the book Bad Blood is great. I love the book. They could do like 4 blood tests.
Because that's the whole thing, like, around also like giving blood, and you know, it's like a weird bit of like stigma still that men who have sex with other men and bisexual men and can't
are going to give you AIDS if you take their blood. It's kind of the underground thing.
I'm like, hate needles.
I hate them as well.
So, like, I would definitely throw my weight behind. Yeah. This is dicey territory. I would absolutely throw my weight and support behind getting that piece of legislation, like, change. However, knowing that I'm never, like, running to a blood bank.
No, you're knowing that I can't do it is comfortable for me. I would hope to get over my...
And we're shitty people for that.
We're bad people. But I want to get over my needle phobia before that becomes legal, which I think, surely it will in the next few years. I feel like it's one of those things that, like...
Oh, no.
I don't know. Labor Greens will just sort out, like, abortion. You know, like...
Clear
it out. Prisoner voting and stuff. Just, like...
No. Done. Conversion therapy.
Oh, yeah, conversion therapy is still...
Wow, that was like right... That my brain hurts trying to think of that word.
What was I going to say? Apparently needle phobia is one of the easiest things to get over. That's what my boyfriend, a psychologist, has told me. and you do it through exposure therapy, pretty much. If you just...
I was talking to a friend about acupuncture, and it freaks me out because of that reason.
Yeah.
And I was talking to another friend about Botox.
Mm.
And I was like, she's a funny person and, you know, uses her face for comedic purposes.
Yeah.
And has used Botox. And I was like, oh, interesting that it still has, like, I can still read your expressions.
Yeah.
But looks fantastic. Looks amazing.
Apparently you can get it on your the side of your jaw to release jaw tension.
Huh. Yeah. I need that because I'm grating my teeth off.
Teeth grinder. You're a teeth grinder, honey.
Yeah, that's my... Yeah, it's in my Twitter bio. Teeth grinder. It's my grinder tribe.
Teeth grinder. Are you like jock grinder or teeth grinder?
Is grinder tribe still a thing? I haven't been on the apps in forever in a day. Okay, interesting. Because I've got a friend as well who's asked me about sperm donation.
Mm-hmm.
And I've like been thinking about it.
And you would do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
For them privately.
And how soon is that going to happen?
Like within the year.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I think I know who it is.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I'm like, it's pretty wild. But also, yeah. I'm like, they are so bad. Like, I truly believe I have terrible sperm.
How?
There's no evidence that I'm like, that's going to get up there fast and create a child. Like, they seem slow.
You know, like, how far you shoot cum isn't anything to do with the pace of your sperm.
Really?
Yeah, of course not.
Oh, that's all to do with...
That's completely
what
different.
What do you call that?
That's to do with your PC muscle.
PC muscles. PC gone. And my PC have gone mad. A second joke.
Really good.
Thank
really
you.
Good. Yeah, because the cum and how far you shoot it, that's nothing to do with the sperm. That's to do with your inside dick pushing it out.
Wow.
Because your PC muscle is like the back of... You know how there's a bit of your dick that's like inside your body?
Yes.
Yes. So that's, I think, the muscles back there are what pushes it.
We need to get a doctor on. Is there a doctor in this podcast studio?
Is there a doctor in this shed? Yeah.
Wow.
But your sperm are teeny, tiny, tiny, and they're just inside that liquid. The pace of the liquid isn't, I mean, I guess if you shoot it further, that helps it get
up. I think we've talked about this. I have literally no concept of how a baby is made.
Well, there's like...
We've discussed this. We had this in a deep chat, I think, on this podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know how it goes from inside to like where it needs to go. Does it get absorbed somewhere? Is it like
so.
A sponge?
There's like 20 million sperm in you when you come. Maybe 2 million. It's either 2 or 20.
It's my team of 5
my
million.
My team of 5 million. And that...
Another joke. Ugh.
That spurts out in the cum and then the cum gets kind of sucked up.
How?
Well, you know how like...
Was it because of the like... vaginal juices, like, do they bring it? I have no idea.
It must be, yeah, they must kind of push it all up. Well, you know, like, it's like,
and you take sex ed class again.
Well, you know, when stuff goes up in your butt, that gets like sucked straight into your bloodstream. That's why you can shelve a pill. That's why people who want to, you know, they want to like absorb their ecstasy fast, they put it up their butt because it's like,
instantly. I know someone did that with garlic.
I've heard about that as well. I don't know.
It feels like a bad idea because they're garlic clean.
I think they just wanted to. Put their fingers up their butt.
Yeah.
But
go for it.
I mean, I don't know. An anus is obviously completely different than a vagina, but I imagine it works in the same way in terms of like absorbing it up, goes into the fallopes, the eggs are sitting there, sperm goes in the egg.
Bada bing, bada
boom. Zygotes formed.
Twins.
Boom.
Okay, that makes me feel so much better. Because I was just like, you know, I've done like, I've never been like, oh, think about like getting healthy sperm because I want kids one day. I'm just like, you know, as you've joked about famously on the stage.
Yeah, I have.
Like, I'm doing the bare... I'm not doing even the bare minimum. I'm doing nothing.
Mm-hmm,
I'm
mm-hmm.
just like, these things are nothing. They're useless to me.
Yeah. Well, I think they're probably fine.
Do you want to check?
On your sperm?
Yeah.
No. No. God.
Do you reckon?
God.
No, this is a disgusting conversation. It's enough of that. That's revolting stuff.
Say it.
No. I was like, do you think you could, if in an orgy situation?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in a circle jerk.
Uh huh.
And.
Oh, this is going to be rude, isn't it?
You do it blindfolded.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone leaves the mess on the floor.
Uh huh.
Then you exit the room. You come back in without the blindfold. Do you think you could identify
my own?
Your own semen?
Nah. I don't think I can tell the difference between mine and my boyfriend's.
Yeah, no, I don't think I could do that either. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, it's a wonderful question, isn't
it? It's a really, it's a
really, it's one of those lifelong riddles.
Really wonderful question, Chris. And I think, and tweet us. Listeners, please tweet us.
Honestly, leave that one alone.
And the question was, just in case you've forgotten, if you were in an orgy situation, you had a blindfold on, you all came on the floor and then left the room, took the blindfold off and came back in, would you be able to pick which one was your cummy?
I'm trying, you know? All you can do is try and create content here.
I don't think a blindfold's it for me either.
You've never used a blindfold?
Never used a blindfold. And also, if I was having an orgy, I think I'd want to look.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
A blindfolded orgy. I'm having my first orgy. Yeah, I'll bravely admit it would be my first.
It's a circle jerk.
It's a circle jerk.
I remember that word. I felt like that word really popped off.
Yeah.
In like 2004?
Yeah. Definitely in the noughties. Not in the noughties. Not in the noughties. Bigger than noughties.
It was like, you know, like, it would be like a key Pornhub search.
Well, at the same time as like Soggy Biscuit was a thing, Circle Jerk was a thing.
I would love...
Do teens talk about Soggy Biscuit now? Tweet us.
If you're a teen, I guess TikTok us. at The Male Gaze on TikTok. And let us know in the comments in the comment section on TikTok, which I imagine is... I have no idea.
I don't know how it works.
What are your feelings about TikTok being cancelled? I mean, cancelled as in could be closed down.
Because Trump's going to close it down. Does that affect us? I mean, I guess it affects the most...
Apparently we're looking into it.
Really?
I'm sure someone's looking into it.
Because of Chinese spies. I mean, fucking hell. If people want to spy on me, have a look. Yeah. Have a look.
Have a look.
I'm an open book. I ain't got any secrets.
Yeah, I kind of love the idea that someone's sort of listening to me.
Yeah. Imagine if someone was listening to this conversation we're having right now.
Yeah, it's kind of all we want. It's like literally that's what this podcast is about. So we just hope someone's kind of listening to an open conversation.
Yeah.
Which I'm into that.
But aren't they trying to sell it to an American company now, which obviously would then change
yeah,
it.
Probably Microsoft. But it's interesting because Instagram created Reels, which I hate.
I don't think I've updated my Instagram app. I don't know what this is. What is Reels?
Reels is like Instagram's answer to TikTok. So, like, I think the thing about TikTok, which people love, is like you have the ability to like be seen by anyone.
Yeah.
Because it's like open scrolling, and yes. It's very weird to like kind of go to someone's account on TikTok. I feel like you just kind of go keep scrolling for infinity.
Yeah.
And so people like that because you can grow very quickly, like quite a large following.
Uh huh.
And so Instagram brought like a Reels thing, which basically you could upload like a little short video of like a minute maximum to like still goes on your grid, but it's like it's also part of the Reels content, so anyone can kind of see it.
I fucking hate that. Instagram is just Instagram's Facebook. It's just for your friends.
That's how I feel. I'm like there are people that I feel like you TikTok is where you go to like see rubbish.
Yeah. And Instagram is curated.
And you curate it to like, and you block people and you mute people and you have a very select kind of following.
People you want to hear from.
People you want to hear from.
It was so funny. I put up my video of me doing stand-up about plants and now people keep duetting with the video and then reacting, being like, oh, this is about me, and then like showing the plants in their room. And
I
adore it. It's so funny.
Has it got lots of views?
It's got about 150,000 views because
TikTok
is absolutely an insane app.
I haven't seen this. Let's go on TikTok for a bit. I love this part of our podcast where we go on TikTok.
Yeah, so this is it. It's got 150,000 views.
And then, wow, Hon, that's amazing.
And then when you go on this, there's all these people who are like, they'll take you through a tour through their room, being like, oh, this bit of stand-up's about me. One girl's lip-syncing.
Yeah, so many people lip-sync to your
But
post.
Most people just, like, show their face and it's them kind of blankly listening to my stand. Not laughing.
No.
They are not laughing. And then they kind of rotate the camera and show the plants in their room.
The most insane one I had was this one where I did one of me and Jacinda.
Yes, a gorgeous video.
And that got... I can't read it. 921,000...
That's almost a million people have watched that.
Because people were watching it for the news.
Yeah.
So it's really embarrassing. Huge. I think, because you can go to that and then, and again, people like doing their own.
But sometimes those duets are literally just them in silence. It's just like blankly listening to your thing.
Lontalius,
uh-huh.
The amazing musician, New Zealand musician.
Queen of the Week. Our fourth Queen of the Week.
His, like, one of his songs has just, like, been picked up by e-boys? Is that what you'd call these? Is that a term?
I've never heard that before, but it's cool.
I think it's a thing.
Yeah, okay, cool.
But
e-boys sounds like a term from the noughties of like what people...
Stop trying to make teens happen.
30-year-old writer thought teens were up, like in a Disney film.
Oh, yeah, e-boy. No, I don't know. Fuck, no. Is it e-boy games?
E-boys.
No, there's e-boys.
E-B games.
No, look, it's a thing. Yeah,
oh, yeah, okay,
like
okay.
These kind of guys.
Okay.
Their definition, deriving from the term, we are so old. Deriving from the term e-girl, e-boy can be simply defined as the male version of a stylish, anime-inspired, semi-emo goth TikTok e-girl, a male who tasks to the internet to express themselves. Wow. So they're kind of, it's like, because emo's kind of coming back.
Yeah, cool.
And
that's cool.
It's cool. And so one of his songs has been picked up by all these like e-boys, and they're just like really sadly like filming themselves in their bedroom.
Yeah, because that's another little thing of TikTok, eh? People just like being sad.
It's so amazing. Like, God, it's, I think I probably would have been like that. It's so hard.
All over it.
Yeah.
If I had access to any, we didn't have any kind of camera in my house. I bought a digital camera when I was 18.
A digicam, yeah.
Yeah.
And we had a digicam, which was my parents, like one for family photos. But yeah. I got my first phone. Oh, like I had like a Nokia, but then my first kind of iPhone at drama school, like uni.
Yeah, I got mine in 2012.
It's wild, eh? But like, crazy. And also like what you would be exposed to so early. Like, I just feel like probably like you address those kind of things around sexual. Like, there's so much like. Stuff around sexuality and gender that like you is informing you like from an earlier age, which gives you like more direction and guidance of how to like kind of deal with it.
Yeah.
I still get a flutter when I hear about like someone who's just come out to someone. Like I'm still like, oh, that's wonderful.
That's so nice.
You know,
I want all of my friends to come out to me.
It's amazing that we got to share that. Like, it's so sad we never get to have that ever again.
Yeah, unless you know things change.
God, that would be. Incredible.
Chris, I've got to stop doing the podcast because I am only having sex with women.
Oh my God, I would love someone to come out to me.
I know. It's such a special time. Yeah, it's so
when
nice.
It does happen, I'm going to be so good.
I'll cry. I will cry like that.
So I just feel like
that.
You didn't cry when I came out, but you were so cool about it.
I was so happy. It was so nice.
I remember where we sat. It was a beautiful moment.
Same.
I'll always have warm, fuzzy memories about that.
I'll always remember us this way.
We could get that little and put that on TikTok. It'd be huge.
It'd be huge. Two
old men. This podcast is called We're So Old.
Yeah, it is. Do you have any gay opinions that you need to share before the end?
Okay, in my gay opinion, Alan... isn't over because she never really began. I don't believe that.
In my gay opinion,
Circle Jerk should be blindfolded. We bring back the Circle Jerk.
Bring back the Circle Jerk, man. Retro.
Yeah.
From the noughties.
In my gay opinion, a Circle Jerk is retro.
Yeah, sick. Do you want to get into something retro? Okay, in my gay opinion, everyone's got to start using the term noughties.
You had a gay opinion.
It's less of an opinion and more of a campaign.
Run for it.
So many important campaigns. Vote yes to cannabis. Vote euthanasia. I mean, people have different feelings off. I think I'm going to vote yes.
But it is interesting. Like, people are so... I guess their repercussions of cannabis are so, like, for not... legalizing it in this country is so more like transparent and kind of harmful, in my opinion.
Yeah.
In my gay opinion, in my human opinion. Whereas I'm like still like I don't really know how, like what. Yeah, I just kind of read up on it. I'm like still don't know.
I feel a bit ill-informed on euthanasia, and well, maybe it's not that I'm ill-informed, but I've just have heard people for whom it is a pressing issue talk about it from both sides.
Oh,
And to me, I listen to them and I'm like, oh, you're both right. You know, like...
Can you have any good links you could send me? Because I would like to be more...
Well, I'll tell you what you should watch is an upcoming episode of Alistair's Bad News, which I got a little preview of.
Oh,
and
great.
And that has a really striking discussion about it.
But, coin of the week, Alistair, that show rocks.
It's so good.
And I know that the next episode that's coming out is going to be a real doozy.
Mm.
And I can't wait for the discourse that happens after it.
Wow.
She's so incredible.
She's
anyway,
so good. It's
called Bad
show.
News. You can watch it on RNZ and the spinoff online. We're sharing it, so you'll be able to find it.
You'll see it.
Should
we wrap it up?
Well, is there something I'm going to say? I can't remember. Oh, we're talking about End of Life and voting Two Ticks Green. And
oh, yeah, and the last most important campaign is please use the word Noughties wherever you go to talk about
and
the 2010s.
That is us. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.